Welcome to the second episode of the James Newton Podcast. My name is James and I run prosody.co.uk, featuring all the best in intelligent gaming articles, as well as music, creative writing and more. In this week's podcast, I'm showing my top 5 upcoming games for the Nintendo DS, featuring detectives, vampires and 493 little creatures that apparently need catching. First up, we've got Lost in Blue 2, a sequel to one of my favourite, yet mostly overlooked, DS games. Washing up on a desert island, you control two characters, Jack and Amy, who have to survive using just what they can scavenge. The first game was tough going to start with lots of deaths due to hunger and thirst, but once you got past that, it turned into a genuinely rewarding game with a unique atmosphere. Although the sequel takes place on the same island and features many of the same gameplay features as the first game, as I've lost my copy, I don't mind too much. A little more of the daft item creation from survival kits would go down well. Seeing what you could fashion from feathers and twigs was always a fun distraction from the unbearable agony of isolation. But if the hunting and exploration based gameplay is as compelling, I'll still be picking it up. Lost in Blue currently has no official date. SNK vs. Capcom Card Fighters is the dual-screen sequel to an amazing game on SNK's beautiful Neo Geo Pocket Color console. You collect a deck of cards portraying various characters from both companies' rich histories and have to use them to conquer all in pretty much the only exciting card game that's ever made. It's not only characters from fighting games either. You can collect Marco from Metal Slug, Dante from Devil May Cry, and even Mia from Phoenix Wright. Card games are always suited to handhelds, and even though Wi-Fi connection would have made it even better, with its pedigree and massive cast of characters, it should still be a real treat. Look out for it this spring. Lunar Knights is a follow-up to two of my favourite Game Boy Advance games, Konami's sunlight-sucking Boktai series. An isometric mix of role-playing, stealth action and shoot-em-up, Lunar Knights is kind of hard to explain, and I think it's going to be one of those games you'll either get or you won't. The first two Boktai games contained a solar sensor, so you could charge up your weapons using that strange light you find when you go outside, and Lunar Knights does the same when you plug a Game Boy game into the socket. A game designed to actually get you out of the house should be rewarded. Lunar Knights is released on April 30th. Pokemon, Diamond and Pearl. It's Pokemon with online battling and trading. I can't say any more than that. There's no date yet, but we hope to see it this summer. Hotel Dusk Room 215 is an innovative crime thriller from the developers of Another Code, or Trace Memory if you live outside lovely Europe. Holding your DS on its side like a book, you have to investigate a murder at the Hotel Dusk by identifying suspects, witnesses, and eventually picking out the murderer. The graphics stand out in particular for having a sketchy pencil kind of style. Sadly, this doesn't come across very well on a podcast, so visit hoteldusk.com to see what I mean. Hotel Dusk Room 215 opens on April the 13th. The DS already has a quality library, but with these 5 games released soon, it looks set to keep its place as the world's top-selling console at the moment. Stop by www.prosody.co.uk for the best in intelligent gaming articles, and I'll see you next week for another podcast.
Mario, you get the bella donna. You get the happy, huh?
I wonder.